Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award nominated podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are live from the Lobster in Santa Monica. Tanya was supposed to be here a few years ago for Valentine's Day, but she ended up getting sick. So how does it feel to be here for the first time?
It feels so good to be here for the first time. You know, it was going to be like a wonderful Valentine's Day. My boyfriend had planned like a really fantastic evening, reservations here at the Lobster for the both of us, and just got too drunk and ended up spending the night yakking on the toilet. So I never got to make it. So now I'm here.
Well, let me tell you. We have the most incredible view of the Santa Monica Pier and the ocean and the beach. It is quite magnificent.
It feels good to be back.
I miss the West Side. I'm in the Valley now and I miss the West Side.
Yeah.
Every time I come over here, I'm like, the ocean breeze feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
It's like 10 degrees cooler over here.
It takes a lot for me to get Tanya to admit that she misses the West Side. Because she
don't
like does
miss
that thing.
The West Side. I'm very happy where I'm at.
You said you missed the West Side.
But I do love the West Side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we're here tonight. We're doing a little voting party for the People's Choice Awards because today is the last day to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So get your votes in. If there was ever a time to vote, this is the day.
This is the day.
It's literally the last day you have. So
it's game day.
It's game day.
Yeah. And we haven't officially been invited, so we don't know if we're going or not. But we decided that if we are going, we're going to be wearing shades of gold.
Yeah. And when she says, like, we've decided, it was really just Tanya's suggestion. And I just go, all right, great. Gold. Nothing easy to find a gold ensemble, you know?
I love a matching moment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't know if we got invited. We don't want to plan too much. Last year we had a speech planned and we didn't even get announced. So we're just going to let things happen
yeah,
as they
just
happen.
Just natural. Just so loosey-goosey.
Yeah, loosey.
Super loosey-goosey.
And goosey.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? I feel like I saw you the other night, but we haven't properly caught up.
We haven't had a lot of quality time together, which I don't enjoy.
I know you don't. That's what I'm supposed to say, me too, huh?
Yeah, because we've spent a lot of time together in the past, like, couple weeks, but I haven't had one-on-one quality time.
I know you're very needy for like quality. You don't just accept like, oh, I got some time with her. It's like I need undivided attention.
Well, yeah, we're in like big groups of people doing group activities. So don't
we were in a long car ride last week at the Macy's event, though. So
yeah, but we weren't solo, so that was not quality time.
And there was a driver. That was it.
That does not quality time make.
That does not quality.
That is not a quality time make.
Okay, she's tired. So, did you have any dates or anything this week?
I did not have any dates this week. I do want to, I've been getting a lot of messages about Senora Butterfly, and I appreciate the fact that, like, I told everybody I needed a minute because I didn't want to react on emotion. I just wanted to just kind of collect and process, and because this one really, it affected me more, and it took me down more than I had anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like wanted a minute because I didn't want to like be emotional when I talked about it.
Uh-huh.
So sans Butterfly, it sucks. And he's like the greatest person I've met. And like, I think that what I'm trying to take away from it is that I didn't think guys like him existed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I always try to remain hopeful and like that good guys are out there. And I think sometimes I let fear get in the way and I'm always like, oh, guys suck. But he was really special. And mm-hmm. If anything, it like kind of brought hope back into my heart that like Dory's going to make me cry. it brought hope back into my heart that like guys like him exist, you know, mm-hmm. And I think that's what I have to take away from it because try to look at the positive, you know?
Well, I remember like, you know, as things were happening, you were like, I'm just so confused because like he has everything that like he has so many qualities that I'm looking for. He's such a great guy. He loves Jesus. Like there were so many things that you liked, you know, that.
Yeah. But I think
off.
At the end of the day, two people need to want to tango. You can't make someone want to tango with you. So.
Well, my thought process though, what I was going to say is that my whole thing is like, it's great that you now know there's guys out there like that.
Yeah.
But like your guy is going to, on top of having all those things, he's going to make you feel like, you know, that he, yeah, that he wants you and wants to be with you. So it's like, all right, good to see that. That I remember when Ben dumped me on The Bachelor, and I said this on the Women Tell All. I was like, it was just so nice to know that there's guys like you out there. Because yeah. It was kind of in one of those places of being like, oh, there's not really, you know, as we get older, like, it doesn't feel like there's those kinds of guys anymore. So
yeah, and you, like, I think the craziest thing is, like, you don't really connect with people that much, you know? Mm-hmm. I go on a lot of dates, and I don't ever go on more than 2 dates with somebody because I know, I'm like, there's no connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to find that, it's rare, and so when it's done, it sucks. And I think what's really interesting, because I've been really just trying to like self-reflect on like what I'm learning from this. And I think that something that really happens when something doesn't work out the way that you wanted it to, you fear creeps in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the opposite of faith. Mm-hmm. You know, like fear creeps in to the point where you're kind of like, what if I don't find somebody as good as this? What, you know, like all these thoughts of fear pop into your head. And I think that's what sets everybody back so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I feel those same things as well. You know, I'm not above it all. Like I feel those things. I mean, the day after it happened, I was a total mess.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have to kind of change my perspective and just try and push those feelings of fear out, because I have so much faith. And why would I, like, it's interesting. I started reading our reviews of our podcast. I did not know that those existed. So yikes. I started reading them literally yesterday. And there was one, of course, there's like a million amazing comments, like beautiful, sweet listeners sending the sweetest comments. And then there's that one.
Of course.
And there was this one, I wish I would have screenshotted it so I could read it, but it was like, I just can't with Tanya. She says she's a modern woman and she's so desperate to find a man. It's so embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. And I literally read it and I was like, God's put it in my heart so much so that like I want marriage and I want a family, and like he's put that in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I have such a strong faith. And so it's like, I don't think I'm not making any qualms. Is it qualms?
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're not making any sacrifices?
No, or? Like I'm not going to apologize for actively searching for something that's such a desire of my heart.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So like, and I don't want to, you know, it's like I enjoy talking about things that we go through, right? Because I think it's kind of what connects us all, you know? It's actually so crazy. Like, I think I got my first dick pic ever the other day. Am I allowed to say that on here?
A thrill.
On DM.
Did you know it was coming?
No, I didn't. Oh. And I was like, it's so funny because I've never had gotten one before, because all my inbox is like girls going through heartbreak asking for advice. It's so crazy.
And that just like surfaced and you're like, wow, a breather.
Honored. Truly.
I don't think I've ever gotten one in just a DM, like from a stranger.
So total stranger. Yeah. But anyways, I don't even know why I said that, but it's because I'm inundated with girls that are like going through things, you know? And I think it's kind of like, who was telling me this the other day? I think it was my friend Sharon. She was like, the devil tries to attack you in the places you're the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I feel like when I get sad about things or like I let things affect me, it's mm-hmm. like the devil just trying to like take over. Not today.
Well, I think when it comes to people like having opinions like that, it was like I was saying about when you put yourself out there publicly and like you talk about your dating life, you know, like of course people are going to have it. You know, it's just like unfortunately people think that they need to say their negative thoughts, and whatever they're triggered by brings out nastiness, you know. They can't just be like, oh, this is her search for love and this is what like she shares with us, like she's so open about it, instead of seeing like being appreciative of you being so open and vulnerable, they take the route of, you know, being nasty.
Yeah.
But I truly appreciate your openness. It helps my non-openness.
It's funny because it's not like somebody saying like you need to be open. I just like, I get excited.
Yeah, you get excited.
I do. I get really excited. Mm-hmm. And I think, Yeah, it's a girlfriend of mine was actually telling me she was dating somebody who, and it just ended with him. They'd been dating for like 3 months, and her first reaction was like, I'm so embarrassed. I introduced this guy to all my friends, and she's like, I'm just embarrassed. And it's so funny because I don't have that. I'm not embarrassed at all. You know, like, it's just funny how matters of the heart affect people differently.
Like, that would be something I would say. Like, I would be like, oh my God, my expectations for this were so different than how they panned out.
Right.
But I think that's part of why people connect to you so much. And I think, like, even I notice when we are around our listeners and stuff, they're all they huddle around you because they like that you are like so relatable to them in their lives. And they're like so appreciative of your openness because they felt those feelings that you talk about, you know, where you're like sad and vulnerable. And even, you know, I was thinking, we were just talking about this in the car, but Jana and Mike on their podcast, they shared like something very heavy, like with a lot of people. And I think she probably struggled with like, did I do the wrong thing or did I say too much? But I was reading the comments and it was like, I've been through this, like, this is so relatable. And like, this really helped me. And I think you have to remember that the trolls get nothing out, whatever. If they don't get anything out of it, whatever, forget them. But there's people who are like, this helps me so much feel better about what I'm going through because you are going through it too.
Yeah. And I think, thank you for saying that. I think, you can't really tell somebody what's right or wrong and how they feel, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we all feel things a different way, and I'm obviously very emotional. And so I take things to heart a lot more so than maybe you would, you know, like you maybe date somebody for a few months and you're like, no skin off my back. And I'm like, well, F, like I really liked this guy and I really saw it going somewhere, you know? So like it hit me really hard and like, I'm going to feel that and I'm going to allow myself to feel that, but then I'm going to like dust myself off and I'm going to eventually get back on the horse. And my red starburst is just being custom made. You know, going to take a little longer. You know, I'm not just buying a couch at the store. I'm getting it custom made.
Yeah. Custom made.
Yeah.
Do you, are you on dating apps? Are you like not all about the dating apps?
No, you know, what's funny. I think I've been on them this entire time, but I'm not on them.
No, you're not active on them.
Correct.
I have another friend, who is recently single and she just downloaded. She was in a relationship for like almost 6 years. And so when they broke up, she was like, how do I date? Like, how do I meet people? And so she downloaded a dating app and she was having the best time. She's like, this is so fun. And I'm like, I didn't want to tell her the bad news, but I'm like, it can get dark.
It can get dark out there.
Before I went on The Bachelor, I'd gone on like 4 Tinder dates and I was like, this is awful. And then luckily, the next best thing came around, which was going on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's like, it's hard. Like you were saying, sometimes it's hard to just connect with people.
Oh, it's the hard. Like, think about it. When you meet people, the amount of people that you actually have a connection with. And I think that's why it was so hard for me with this one is because every other guy that I've dated in the past like year or two, it ended because they were like, not for me. And so it was easier for me to kind of like move forward, you know. This one sucked so bad because I'm like, you're amazing, you're a beautiful person. So I think that's why.
And it also sucks, like it sucks no matter what when you like someone and it ends. But I think because like you said, you feel everything. So like every emotion you feel, you react to, you know, like you feel it, you let yourself feel it. And you had to process that fact of like, it didn't work on top of everyone else wanting to know why it didn't work and like rooting for it.
So funny though, is everybody's now been trying to set me up again. And like, it's so sweet. Like it's the nicest thing. Like I find it overwhelmingly generous and beautiful of people to do that. But I feel like I'm on this like Tanya 3.0 train where I'm really trying to just like be the best version of myself right now. Like I'm reading all these books. I've got like columns made where like I have professional goals. I have spiritual goals. I have mental goals and I have physical goals. And I was like writing all this down, and it takes a lot of time. I'm like, I want to read my Bible for 20 minutes every day. I want to start my day with worship music. I want to meditate twice a week. And it's like, once you start filing all these things into your calendar, it takes a lot of time. There's not a lot of dating time. So I'm like, I feel like I need to keep it sans for a minute.
But you say that, and then a guy DMs you that you think is cute, and you're back in it. I love
because
that.
It's like
about
you have to be open.
But
right?
You go back and forth. You're like, I'm working through Tanya 3.0, no time for men. Cute guy slides in the DMs. He's really cute, huh? Like, what do you think? Should I DM him back? Should I respond to his story?
Oh, it's the
but it's
struggle.
Okay. Like, it's fine. Like, you can do both. Like, you can work on Tanya 3.0 and do that and be open to someone walking into your life. It doesn't have to be like, I only can focus on me right now and no men. Like, I think you're very black and white in saying, like, I need to do this.
I know I am very black and white.
In
it's
your
true.
Mind. But always. When things, opportunities come, you are pretty good about, like, going with it.
That's true. Thank you. Wow. I feel good, better about that.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what I said to make you feel better, but I'm just saying, like, while you're making your columns, if a dick pic comes in and you're into the face.
No, I mean, I would never respond to that. Like,
well, yeah, okay.
Never.
Just for any men who listen to our podcast, that is not a great pickup.
I wonder how many men listen to this podcast. Like, maybe three. Say,
we got to meet one of them at our Macy's event, and he was the cutest. He's a scrub brother, is what
scrub
he called
brother.
Himself.
That's really cute. My dad listens, so there's another one.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we have, like, a handful, you know?
Maybe two more. Yeah. But does it feel good to sit over on your end of things, like in a secure relationship, just like laughing at things that are going on with me?
Yeah, but the thing is
she
that
she goes, yeah.
Well, I mean, in general, even when I was single, I was still reacting to you the same way.
True.
You know? But I always like admired that you were so actively pursuing a relationship, because when I was single, I was just like, eh. Like, first dates are just the absolute worst.
Just
to me.
The worst. The
but like
worst.
Some people get very excited about them and like love the conversation with someone new. I don't like that. So I never really was a great single dater. You know, like if I met someone out in the wild, but the planned chatting and then having to go and ask, just like
it's funny to me because I'm the same way. I know within like 20 minutes of a first date if I want to see that person again, and it's usually no. Like, it's I'd say 90% of the time no.
I feel like a lot of the dates you've been on, you've seen them more than once though.
The last guys that I've like dated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's two guys in the last like 2 years.
Feels like more. No, feels like we've had some more.
No.
I mean, one of the guys stayed with you for a week, so
that's true. That is true. No, everybody says like, oh, you know, you they start to grow on you date five. I'm like, date five? Who's
I'm
doing that?
Exhausted
by men.
Well, I would say that I thoroughly enjoyed my single time. So I am not sitting here laughing because I know that the dating world is tough. And I know a lot of people are like looking for a relationship. So I feel grateful that I'm, you know, not in that world, but
living vicariously through me.
Yeah. And like, I have a lot of, you know, a lot of my friends are single. So I'm like,
it's funny because the lady gang, so Jack Vanek was like randomly on a first date that I went on recently. And she talked about it on the lady gang. Uh-huh. And I had so many scrub girls, like scrub sisters, message me being like, I have FOMO. Why is Jack talking about? I was like, I just need a minute. But yeah, Jack was on like a random first date with me.
How did that one go?
Good.
Is that she made a face as a very unsure response.
I think
response.
I just need to keep it sans for a minute. Just for
I
a
don't
minute.
Know what that keep it sans, like no dates?
Yeah, just keep
I
it.
I feel like you try to do like reverse psychology on like the universe. Like no, you're like, I'm just gonna keep it sans because you know like tomorrow someone's gonna show up.
Oh, like the Mark Wahlberg of it, the like
yeah, that's what
I quit.
I'm saying.
No, but you know who I wanna track down? So Mia Fields? Maya. Okay, Maya Fields, I don't know what this was. It's speaking engagement. There's some podcast. So Tori sent this to me like a year ago and I was like, whoa. And then more recently, my friend Anna, who listens to the podcast, shout out. She sent me the same thing, and I listened to it again, and it really is so impactful. I want to talk to her. I'm trying to figure out how to get in touch with her because I want to have her on the podcast. I know we've tried. I'm trying to find her on Instagram. I don't know how to get a hold of this woman, but her story is so incredible and so encouraging.
What'd she say?
I don't want to butcher it because it's such a God thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's such a God thing in her life. And she just explains it so well. And like, it's just so good. We'll it's about her finding her. Her it's about it. Finding her husband.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about, Ashley, I was talking about this, how, they had, there was this, Amy, you know, her name's Amy. I feel like the one who does the charity stuff. Anyways, she had her on the podcast and she was saying how she did, a 30-day trial on a dating app and she decided to go on 100 dates for the month. So it was like I think it was on her other I Don't Get It podcast. So she, before she started this trial, and I might butcher the story, but it's something like this, met this guy and she was on like a dating app or something. He was like, hey, I'm going out with like my friends tonight. You should come. And she was like, I don't really want my first date with someone to be like out with all his friends. Like, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
So she said no. So she started this 30-day trial where she was going to try and go on 100 dates in the 30 days. So like breakfast, like whether it was coffee dates,
Does she have a job? What's her job?
She has a job. She just made it work. It was like a commitment she made to herself.
Oh, it sounds exhausting.
I think like her mom or her grandma told her like, you know, you need to be active in pursuing, you know, if you want to have a relationship, then you need to be active pursuing it. So the night of the last, the last day of her trial, she didn't meet anyone that was like noteworthy or that she wanted to see again. And they said her friends or coworkers were like, you should go on one more time. So she goes on and she matches with this guy and she was like, I feel like I've met you before. Will you text me? And so he texts her. It was the same number of this guy who had invited her out with his friends and she like was into, and now they're married and they like, he had done a 30-day trial too. And that was his last night. And it was like a total like meant to be, because if they had gone out, he had just gotten out of a relationship or something that night. I don't know. I'm like interested. I would like to hear her come on and tell it because it's a pretty cool story.
I know. That's how I feel about this Maya. I know. M-I-A.
Yeah.
That's exactly how her story is. Honestly, it's the most compelling. It's the most compelling story I've heard in a while.
I totally know
her. Yeah, Amy Mallon.
She has that charity, like We Are True Hearts or something like that.
Yeah.
I can text her right now. She'll come on.
Yeah, even if she just... I could have totally butchered it, but something of this like that. But it's just really cool, because I think when you're just... You know, she thought that she was going to meet this guy on her 30-day trial, and she had already met him, but the timing wasn't right. So, it's just you never know.
Yeah. I've been actually just really trying to be a little bit more intentional and like quiet about my prayer, and that's why like I really want to get back into like reading my Bible and listening to my worship music, because she was saying in this how like God whispers to us. He's not like shouting at us, he whispers. And so I've been really trying to like make myself quiet and give myself time so that I can like hear what he's trying to say to me.
It's really good.
It's so good. I'm going to send you and I'll put it in the Facebook group so that you guys can hear what I'm talking about. It is 40 minutes and it's such a compelling story. So I'll pop it in the Facebook group if you are in there.
Well, switching gears really quick, we're going to talk about Native. So for everyone listening, this is what I like about Native products. It's formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's filled with ingredients that are found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. And so there's also, very important, there's no animal testing.
So if you guys know me, I work out all the time and I sweat like a seal. So sometimes, a couple times a day, I don't want to put all those chemicals on my body. Native products work. Making the switch to a natural deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on odor and wetness protection. We tried it. We know these products work. And with 8,000 five-star reviews, that's another good sign.
Well, Native also comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and for women. Plus, they have a new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year, which is really cool. Personally, I love the coconut and vanilla scent. I love anything beachy and sweet. And they also offer an unscented formula and baking soda free formula for those who have sensitivities, which is really important because some stuff works for people and then some stuff does not.
And it's true.
You know, Native's very aware of everyone having different needs.
But what I love the most is it's a no risk to try. So Native offers free returns and exchanges in the USA and free shipping.
So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code Becca during checkout. Again, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code Becca at checkout.
Becca, guess what?
What?
I finally reordered my favorite strapless bra from
Third Love. Oh my gosh. Finally, you are no longer sans strapless bra.
Exactly. And the best part about it is that Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and a premium feel. So Third Love offers more than 80 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes, which is why I think they fit the best. So skip the trip, find your fit with Third Love's online fit finder order and try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. All you have to do is answer a few simple questions to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. It's actually fun and it takes less than a minute to complete. And they have fit stylists that are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. So every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, return it and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. I love that. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off of their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today. Okay, so we're going to do something that we've never done before in the wild. We are going to have, normally we ask you guys to submit your questions over email, but since we're here at our voting party, we have Sarah, who is going to ask us a question live on the podcast. So batter up.
Okay, so Becca, I know you're in a relationship and we all respect and love that, but I know all of you have been on, you know, the apps before. What's the like weirdest or creepiest thing or creepy that a guy has ever said to you or maybe you've said to him? Tanya, I feel like you have like good ones. Like what's the weird things you've said, Tanya? Because we've all been there.
I love that she assumes that it was you that said something creepy.
Always. I always take it creepy.
I would love it if it were Becca, but I don't know.
Well, when I was on dating apps, I only really like did that to where it went anywhere before The Bachelor. So I went on like 4 bad Tinder dates and then I was like, I gotta come up with another way of doing this.
Becca's like, I just let them come to me.
Yeah, Bachelor.
That's my tactic. I mean, I say it to her all the time. If they want you, they'll come after you. However, things have changed. That was like 5 years ago and guys are lazier now and true. They're creepier now. Like they're like braver to say creepy and do creepy things.
I don't think anything I've said is weird, but I also say weird things all the time. So I don't know. There's nothing in particular, but I did have a guy once ask me, his opening line was breakfast for dinner ? And I was like, oh my gosh, I love egg pods. Like,
I would say absolutely. Like going,
yeah. And then he stopped talking to me.
Wait, was it sexual?
I don't know. I feel like I was missing something. Like, I feel like it was something sexual I didn't pick up on.
No, I think he's the problem.
Yeah,
definitely not Tanya.
Dodged a bullet.
Yes, you did.
Although I do love breakfast for dinner.
I know. I was like, egg pods for life.
He was probably thinking more pancakes than you could
right. Or he was probably thinking like morning sex or something like that. Right?
Get it.
Probably. Anyways, thank you so much for your question.
Yeah, literally. Love you both.
Love you.
We love
you.
Sarah, excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
Round of applause for Sarah.
Yes, Sarah! Wait, this is so fun.
Wow, I'm so nervous.
With an excellent coat.
Thank gorgeous.
You. Just started at Macy's, so
yeah, okay. Tell me more about this pink and red coat you have on.
So it's this really awesome girl. Oh, yeah, I'm Annette.
From Becca Tilly Bar 3. Go get it. It's great. It's on sale. I saw it online. It's on sale.
Looks amazing on you.
Thank you so much. I feel amazing. I feel like a modern woman, truly. So Becca, I kind of asked you this in the line, but I wanted to know what you, if you know, like your Enneagram style and how has that affected you and like the way you just react to other people or the way people react to you. Cause in my church, we're going through it and like through the gospel and what that looks like. So I wanted to know if you have any experience in that.
What was Jesus, do you think? A nine?
I would say a nine. I'm also so you're pretty nine, close like to very Jesus much then, Becca.
Actually, Jesus was probably a one because he was perfect.
And I don't think he was any style because he was perfect.
Oh. That's a good point. Yeah. I love the test because it totally opened my eyes to not only just how I think and how I react, but to how other people do. And when I don't understand their reaction and like knowing that it is based on our personality types. Mm-hmm. And I always have this, especially because Tanya and I could not be more different.
Yeah.
I'm like, why does Tanya, I'm just like, you know, for a long time, I was like, why does Tanya react to certain things this way? Or like, why does she need this from me? Or like when I don't need that.
And neediness and
affirmation and love. We all just need it. Okay. You are.
Some need it more than others, verbally, physically, emotionally, mentally. But it like really helped me understand people on another level and also understand myself, why I am such a people pleaser and why I hate confrontation, because I'm always like, I feel sometimes like limited by it because it feels like,
ooh, hindered.
Hindered.
Handcuffed.
Handcuffed. Tied down. But it's just helped me understand not only other people but also myself.
Yeah. I've never felt more seen than when I discovered that I was a one wing two, because I was like, oh my gosh, this explains it in a better way than I ever like could explain myself. Yeah. And then this is what I found wildly fascinating. Finding out the number that of the person that you're dating is also so good, because like other numbers, like there's one, the guy that I was just dating, he was a three, and you're like not supposed to bother them while they're at work. Yeah. So I was like very hyper aware of that, because I was like, when you're at work, if I text you, like it's cool if you don't text me back for a while. Like I'm such a breezy girl. Like
I'm also a three.
You're not a three.
Yeah, I think I am.
You're nine.
Well, sometimes I don't like to be bothered.
You're not. You're definitely not a three. Kelty Knight is a three.
Oh yeah, I'm not. I'm not. A three.
Yeah, you're not a three.
No, but I think it's so important to find out like what you are and the person that you're with and the people in your life.
Yeah. So you said you're one wing two.
I'm a one wing two. So it's like perfectionist with helper. I think helper. Yes. Yeah.
What are you?
What do you think I am? I know you don't know me, but if you had to guess.
What do you do for a living?
So I work for a nonprofit at a summer camp, and I'm a manager.
Mm.
Are you six?
Close.
5'7"?
No. I'm a seven.
What is that one?
So that's like the enthusiast. So very like
thrill
seeker. Is that what you are?
Mark's a seven too. Mark's a seven.
Yeah, I love being a seven. One of my best friends is a seven, so sometimes it's a little much, but it's fine.
Wow. Well, that is a great question. Thank you so much.
Right. I love that topic. I want to do like a study on it and actually like delve into the different numbers, because there's so much information.
There's so many books. Do you want some books?
I have a book. Yeah. I just haven't read it yet.
Okay.
Are you reading The Road Back to You?
That's the one I got.
Yes. It's really good. And they have a podcast.
Oh.
And they're cute, like twangy accents. And it's like,
I'm going to add that to my Tanya 3.0 really spreadsheet. Yeah.
And the she book and all of that stuff. So.
I have a columns.
I have columns with books in every column.
That's amazing.
You better watch out in 2020, because I'm coming fire hot.
As a seven, I don't have a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I don't. I've never had a spreadsheet.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for asking a question. Step right up. Gorgeous hair color. I always say if I'm going to go red, this is the color.
Reds do it best. So my name's Diana. Yeah. So we're going to play a game of F, Marry, Kill.
Ooh, yeah.
Bachelor villains.
Oh, villains.
So, all right. Chad Johnson, Luke P., and Jed Wyatt. Oh. And I want to hear reasons why.
You know, this is
I do, actually.
this type of confrontational type of game stresses me out so much.
Wait, why?
I don't want to upset anybody.
Wait, I can do it because I don't know any of them except for except for Jed. So, sure, I'll marry Jed because he's the only one I know, and then I'll
and he'll sing you love songs.
I'll F Luke P. Which one is he? Oh! I remember. He was the one from last Hannah season. Yeah, oh, shoot.
Shower, Jesus.
Okay, so I'll... Oh, well, that's okay. I'll still F him, and then I'll kill the other one.
Chad?
Kill Chad.
Okay.
I've seen Chad's Twitter. I'm going to marry and love Chad forever with...
Oh, is he scary? Kidding. I don't remember him.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to marry...
This is a game.
I know, but some people... Some people take it seriously. Okay, I'm going to
breathe.
F breathe. Chad. I can't even look at everyone's time. Eyes. I'm gonna also marry Jed. No. You know what? I'm not, because I think that he could be a cheater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he cheated.
Okay. I'm going to kill him, and then I'm going to, I guess, marry Luke P. We're going to be very biblical together.
Yeah. Okay.
He will worship you. He will worship you.
Okay. I love that. Thank you so much for the fun game.
So if you've been listening to our show for a while, you've heard us talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and super affordable to frame your favorite things, from art and concert posters to the vacation photos sitting on your phone. I think we all have so many photos that are sitting on our phone. I just gave a bunch of framed childhood photos to my mom, and I can't think of a better gift that's sentimental and means like so much and being thoughtful, but totally affordable.
Yeah. And you know what? The holidays are right around the corner. So here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail your physical pieces. You can preview your item online and any frame style, really. You choose your favorite, or you get free recommendations from their talented designers.
The expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, and it's ready to hang. It's so easy. I was pleasantly surprised at how easy I was able to hang the photos in my house. Instead of the hundreds you pay at a framing store, their prices start at just $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code.
So get started today. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code Becca. You'll save an additional 15% off of your first order. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code Becca. Again, that's framebridge.com, promo code Becca. Oh, now we have the... Okay.
Hillary, she's 100% Tanya.
Hillary is 100% Tanya. I've never felt more.
But I do love Becca.
No, yeah.
I do too. It's a lot being 100% Tanya. I'm sorry for you.
But I feel like we're thriving.
We are thriving, but it's a lot.
But
it's a lot of emotions.
I don't know if I would change it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Same.
So nice. I love that.
Yeah. I know you're in a relationship, uh-huh. And I'm so super happy for you, Becca.
Thank you.
As someone, and I don't know if anyone else here can identify with it, who's gone through a recent breakup, and from like one of my first like real serious relationships.
Yeah, it sucks.
It really sucks. And I want to hear from both of you, like, I guess the best advice somebody's giving you in that time of kind of just being really vulnerable and torn and confused, and then kind of just like finding yourself again and growing from it. Because that's really what I want to do with this experience, is like be a better me. Mm-hmm. So what do I do?
Well, the eyes are big over here from Tanya. She has a lot to say.
Because you didn't hear this because we recorded it before you guys got here, but it wasn't really a breakup, but I ended things with somebody that I was just recently dating, and it really rocked me. Like hard to where I was like feeling all these emotions, and I've been really praying a lot. I've been listening to a lot of worship music because I've been really trying to figure out like why all of this is like kind of happening. I think it's really important to I was listening to this podcast with Rich Wilkerson, and it said, don't let your pain define you, let it refine you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to break things, like he used this analogy of in order to grow and to have more capacity in the person that you are, sometimes you need to break down walls to open up the space. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's going through a breakup or going through whatever in your life that is like causing you pain or it's creating a lot of noise in your life. It's sometimes it's just to create a bigger capacity for empathy or for whatever it is in your life that you need that for. So that really struck a chord with me. And I also think too, knowing that what's happening to you is happening to your greatest benefit. Like nothing's happening because you're being punished or because you're a bad person or you need to change anything about who you are. It's just happening to strengthen you. And sometimes, you know, you have to break a bone to make it stronger. Yeah. And it's kind of just shifting your perspective, because I think a lot of times we do things and we cry and we get upset because it's fear based.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
for sure.
That's exactly where it is. Like, and it's so
we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem where we have chaos and uncertainty. We all need to like know. And that's kind of, I think, what is like the biggest problem. We're not okay with just being uncertain and just kind of having faith that it's all going to work out.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I've been doing a lot of thinking the last 2 weeks. So embarrassing. I've done a lot of crying and thinking.
I would like to add on and just say that you can have the mentality of it's not happening to you, but it's happening for you and for someone better who's whatever happened. I don't know like what your breakup was, but I always tell Tanya, at the very least, you deserve someone who equally wants to be with you. And that it feels right. And so I think knowing that this is a season of pain is okay. And like letting yourself feel the pain, I think, is really healthy. I think people try to numb it with, you know, any distraction that they can think of. And I think something that people don't say enough is like, allow yourself to be sad and to like find the strength in the sadness, because that is how you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you grow. So,
but it's also like so funny. And I think a lot of people make fun of me because I'm always like Tanya 3.0 and I make spreadsheets and I want to do this. But I think it's really important because I don't like to be like, I don't want to feel stagnant. I don't want to feel like I want to be evolving constantly. Like I want to be the best version of myself. And so sometimes I think it takes a kick in the pants to be like, no, I'm going to focus on me and I'm going to make me the best effing me. Like I've been looking in the... So embarrassing. I don't care. I've been looking in the mirror when I wake up and I literally look at myself and I say, I f-ing love you.
I love that.
It's so embarrassing because I'm like by myself and I'm saying it to myself, but it's really been helping me in the weirdest way. So it's like doing these little things to just like build yourself back up again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the hard thing is patience. Is like we want it right now.
Yeah.
Like I want to be better now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
I'm also going to put in the Facebook group this podcast that I was listening to of this girl from Hillsong. She has like the best testimony of how she found her husband. It's like the best story ever. So you should listen to that.
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, we all love a good subscription box, right? From food boxes to wellness boxes, they are all the rage. So what about a subscription box for your kids that's FUN, fun, educational, and helps them develop creative confidence to change the world?
KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. There are 7 lines to choose from for kids of all ages: Panda, Koala, Kiwi, Atlas, Doodle, Tinker, and Eureka crates. And there's a new box each month.
Yeah, my niece, she loves the Atlas crate. That's for ages 6 to 11. I love that it sparks kids' sense of adventure and curiosity.
And each month, the kid in your life receives a new, fun, and engaging project with all of the supplies they need to challenge themselves creatively. It also comes with all the supplies you needed for that month's project with detailed, easy-to-follow instructions that are written for kids so they can read it and do it themselves.
KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to
be anything that they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at just $16.95 a month, including shipping.
For our listeners, go to kiwico.com/Becca to get your first month for free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/Becca and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/Becca.
So yeah, I'm pointing. I don't remember your name, but I know that you guys just got married a year ago. You got married a year ago. So, and you've never listened to the podcast, right? Oh, he has. Oh, wow.
We have to know what a man thinks.
Yeah, we would just like to know.
I was hoping to fly under the radar, but thank you for.
Well, you're 6'5". You don't fly under a radar. That's here. True.
What's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah. That's a great name.
Thank you.
Tyler and Tanya.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's married.
I don't mean like I want to date you, but like, yeah, yeah. But
it's
like,
fun.
Yeah, it's cute.
Well, first of all, we met Tyler
last week.
Yeah.
So
this is my second event that I was. Yeah. So I'm always up for like experiences. So This is just a fun experience for me to just like be here. And
I almost feel like we need to ask you some questions.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Should you ask ask a man panel?
Yeah. So you're like, you strike me as like a duty dude. Like you're like a guy's guy.
She's
okay,
duty
that's good.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
Duty dude. How old are you? Do you mind me
I'm
asking?
I'm 30.
You're 30.
Yeah, I look a lot younger than.
When did you feel like you were ready to be married?
Probably my late 20s.
And was
which
it
is when we started dating. I was 27, I think. 26, 27.
Was it the girl or was it the timing?
Both.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
Both. He meant the girl.
I'd say it was the girl mostly.
Yeah,
because
yeah, good
without
answer.
That, then.
She's staring darts
yeah,
into
I'm
your
not
head.
Ready, but yeah.
Like if you met her at 24, you would have been like, all
yeah,
right.
Then I'm getting married that much earlier.
That's
right.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you feel the laser beams going into the back of your head?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Here's what I also want to know. Was there anything that she could have done at the beginning that would have,
deterred
made you run? Or were you just, like, so enamored that she was perfect in all the ways?
I don't think so, just because what I loved about her was that we had a lot of the same values and beliefs, and we wanted the same thing out of life. So I don't think she could have really done anything to like scare me away. We maybe would have had to like figure some stuff out if there was some like, you know, things that were conflicts, but
right.
I knew that we had like the same foundational values and
beliefs, that's everything.
And that was like, yeah, the most important thing.
So were you very good at making her feel secure in the relationship from the beginning? Oh, she's nodding.
I tried.
Strong.
Yeah, I definitely tried.
Did
but
you
I think
pursue
like,
her hard?
Yeah, we met online, and so it was kind of like a different
like an
thing.
App?
Yeah, we met on like an app. So
which one?
On OkCupid. I guess it's a website. And
oh,
an
okay,
app,
okay. But this is good to know.
Yeah, I like that one because I was looking for a Christian. I'm a Christian, so I was looking for someone that was a Christian. And on OkCupid, you could at least like you could search by girls that say that they're Christian. So that was kind of the start of it.
So that was like number one.
That was like the most important thing. Okay. Yeah. And then everything else just fell into place.
This is great intel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tanya's already logging into her OkCupid.
That's good. I'd recommend it. Yeah. It works.
Well, it's just so funny because it's like we all tell ourselves these stories of like, well, maybe if I was like chiller, he wouldn't have, you know, it's like,
no
if you're into someone.
Yeah. If you're totally.
Do you just have any advice for just girls in general, not me specifically? Because
I mean, I don't know. I mean, not to sound cliche, but like just be yourself, I guess. And I know like what you guys, you just said it where if, I mean, you need to look for that guy that wants you as much as you want them and loves you as much as you love them. So like that's just going to happen. Like it's, you're going to find that. And yeah.
Tough, man.
Yeah.
It's tough out there.
Tough when you give like a luck 110% to people and you get like 20 back.
Do you have any single friends or what's going on?
Most of my friends are married.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm keeping it sans right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot she's keeping it sans. Till the cute guy DMs her or something.
Oh,
Good. All right, so here's...
Oh, we have the other half of the Wedded Bliss, Tyler.
He's wearing a very cute jumpsuit, if I do say
Rebecca
so myself.
Rebecca Tilly Bar 3, everyone. It's beautiful. I just want to say, Tanya, I was like 110%. I'm like the person who can't be chill in relationships. It's like when I like someone, it's like I fall hard. I fell hard for him, and like he will be the first to admit like his feelings weren't... I don't think he fell as hard for me as I fell for him.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah. It's fine because it's like I had to be patient and I had to learn that like even if it's not this perfect like chick flick fairy tale where it's like, oh, he wants me like more than I want him at the beginning. It's like it worked out. And eventually it's like he just took time to catch up, you know, like with his feelings.
How long did y'all date before you got engaged?
Like about 3 years.
Oh, wow. So within how many dates before you knew, did you have a moment of like, he's it, or did it take a while?
Like on the first date.
Okay, but I should have asked him, how many dates did it take you?
I had never been in love before, so I didn't. Oh!
He's, I need him to get on the mic.
Are they me?
Sorry. I'd never been in love before, so I didn't know what that felt like, what that meant. Like, I had never experienced that before, so... I wouldn't say that I didn't know I felt that way. I just was like figuring out like what those feelings even were.
And when around what were?
I mean, I could say from the first day I knew something was very different. Where it was like, okay, this is somebody that I could really see myself with.
And then did you like at what point did you get scared or nervous at all?
I was never scared or nervous. It just always felt right. I mean, yeah, even in like moments that it was hard, it was like, well, I just want to figure it out. I don't want to, you know.
Did you feel that he was scared or nervous? Did you feel like you had to like play it cool because the feelings like you felt so strongly immediately?
I don't know. It's like I think I'm just not good at playing it cool, so I probably should have.
I know it's so
but
hard.
I was just like right, I really like you.
I'll always tell Tanya, with the right person you're not gonna have to play it cool.
No, and I told him I loved him first and he didn't say it back for a while and I cried. There were tears. But you know what? I just had to be patient. And eventually he was like, I want to tell you when I feel, you know, when I feel. And even with proposing, it's like he waited and I just had to be really patient. And it doesn't mean he loves me any less, but it's like he's different. I'm more like a go-getter. Like, mm-hmm. I want to get married tomorrow. And he's more like, I need to get my ducks in a row. Yeah, you know, but it's like it still worked out fine. So it's like don't be scared of being over the top because when they love you, they love you. And even if you're like creepy, like I want to get married, like it's going to be okay.
Yeah. It's so funny because it's not like I don't really like want to get married tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm just a lot right. In general. You know what I mean? Like I'm just a lot.
But I just don't think I don't think you're going to be a lot for the person that you end up with.
Right, like look at you. I'm a lot with you and you're still my best friend.
I don't think you can mess it up when it's the right person.
Wow, you guys, can we give it a round of applause for our married? Wow. So we want to say a giant thank you again to the Lobster at Santa Monica for hosting us tonight. We had the best time ever meeting all of our scrub sisters.
Chef Armstrong has been here for over 2 years, creating amazing new dishes to add to the already scrumptious menu. I'm so hungry and so excited to eat this food tonight.
This past July, they actually celebrated their 20-year anniversary, over 20 people that have been here since day one. And October is National Seafood Month.
Didn't know that. That's so exciting. How appropriate. And they have a new happy hour that is from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That is so good.
Seems to be right now prime time.
I hate that happy hours usually start at 5. I'm like, why not start them earlier? So this is great.
Also, I wish you could see the amazing cake for the event tonight. It's from Half Baked Co. for the cutest cake ever. They're located in Burbank, California, and they offer vegan and gluten-free desserts and custom cakes. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to post photos of this cake. It's so freaking cute.
Their goodies are baked with half the fat and sugar, but all the same great taste. So you can follow them on Instagram. Their Instagram handle is @halfbakedco. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, did you see it?
It's so cute. It's seriously so cute.
I cannot. I don't want to cut it, but I need to cut it. You know what I'm saying?
No, we have to go take photos in front of it.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to take photos and we'll cut it. Thank you all so much for listening. Today has been such a great day. We got to meet so many of our listeners. It was so fun as always. Thank you for voting. Today is your last day, so make sure you get in those votes. Use as many emails as you can find.
Yeah, quick shout out to Serbia for being really loyal in the voting department. Yeah, Serbia is really, my family in particular is really, really kicked it up a notch this year. So
more than last year?
I think so.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you to Serbia.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone for listening today. And we hope you have a great weekend.
We love you.